Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Everybody. Hi, how you doing? I'm Roman Karpyszka. Welcome to Science of Life Medium Insights Hour, where we get to explore the mindsets of many accomplished spiritual mediums on many topics related to consciousness, spirituality, and the afterlife. I'm Roman Karpyszka again, and I'm very honored to bring back again for the fifth time to the show, Bobby Allison. She's a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. Like her mother and grandmother and three sisters, she was born with very enhanced intuitive abilities, and she honed them by practicing positive meditation and studying spirituality. She is featured on radio and televisions and is a natural teacher. In addition to her abilities as a medium, she has a unique ability to relay messages from master guides through automatic writing. She's also a remote viewer, and this enables her consciousness to be transported to locations to find like missing items and people. And she's helped law enforcement in the past, and she shared her gifts with many, many charitable organizations. Her website is www.bobbyallison.com. That's B-O-B-B-I, Allison with two L's, .com. Our show tonight, like always, is commercial-free. So sit down, put your legs up, curl up with a blanket, pet, or loved one, nice drink in your hands, and, you know, let us entertain you for the next hour. And by the way, Bobby's not going to be doing any readings. Nobody ever does on my show. It's more of a scientific show to get to explore the mindsets of the mediums and stuff like that. So with all of that said, if you do have questions for our esteemed guest, please feel free to call 1-888-627-6008. So with all of that said, Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you?
I am doing great. I am doing great. I think we were supposed to meet up last October.
Yeah,
did
so.
Bob tell you why I couldn't?
No.
Okay.
What happened?
I'll tell you now why. You're going to get a good kick out of it. Unbeknownst to me, the next day I had to have a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to drink stuff the night before.
Oh, yeah.
I was in no shape to do a show.
Yeah, no. That's okay.
Yeah, I was having my own medium seance sessions.
Yeah.
In a private room.
That's okay. Well, we'll meet someday in actual person.
Oh, we did meet actually.
Oh,
many years ago, Night of Mediums, the first one that they had in Long Island. And then I think we all went to Bob Ginsburg's place after.
Yes, I remember. I do. You know what? You meet so many people through the years, and then
of course
you also have, you know, memory loss as you get old. So,
you mean Alzheimer's disease? Yes, of course.
I call it CRS, but we won't go into what it means.
Yeah. Well, as the senior here in the group, I know what you mean.
Yep.
I actually celebrated my 60th yesterday. Was my 60th.
Yes, happy birthday again.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I really.
How does it feel?
You know, I went ATVing today. I did a middle life age crisis, bought myself an ATV, and slammed right into a tree.
Oh no!
Well, I didn't slam. It was a branch that hit me. You know. Just,
okay. You know. Did it knock some
sense
into you?
I like it sound a little bit. I'm sorry. What?
Did it knock some sense into you? I see it's at your third eye. I'm going to start reading now.
This is my chakra eye.
Yes.
Very.
That's
nice.
A good one. I love it.
So welcome to the show. It's so nice to
I'm so happy to be back
again.
I always love this hour with you. Power hour.
I'm sorry? Power?
I always love having this hour with you. I said it's the power hour.
It's so much fun. We like to clown around.
Yeah.
We're like best friends, you know?
Yes.
This is great. And you know what? Right off the bat, we got a caller.
Awesome.
Charles from Massachusetts on line one. And he wants to ask about connections with angels and stuff like that. So with that, Charles, welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening.
Good
Hi,
evening.
Casey. Hi, Bobby.
Hello, how are
Hello.
you?
Good, thank you. So my question is, what is the best way to connect with your guardian angels, with your angels?
Oh, so we each, all
One's
of us,
angels.
okay. So we each have angels and guides, and the best way to connect with them would be through meditation, raising a vibration to kind of let them meet you halfway. And once you start meditating or raising your vibration, you can connect with them a few ways. It's either through meditation. You could also do automatic writing, lighting a white candle, protect yourself with any prayer that you wish. And you can ask them to come through the pen. And mostly, I think the meditation would be better first, and then you could do the automatic writing. But they're always there listening, always. They're your team. They
Tell us a
come
bit
in
about the
to life with you.
automatic writing.
I'm
I'm
sorry?
sorry, I missed what you said about the automatic writing.
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
No, I missed it. It
Maybe you
must
could
be very
explain what that
familiar.
is, Bobby.
Okay, sure. So when you light a white candle and you say a prayer of your choice to some higher power than yourself, you can sit down at a table and you can get a pen and a pad and you can ask questions to your guides. And what they do sometimes is they take over sort of like the writing. You'll feel like a difference in your hand. You'll feel like a different kind of writing comes out, like as far as penmanship. And you'll know there's a difference in the energy. They connect with your arm, your hand. And that's always fun. There's a
Okay.
great book out there that I read many, many, many years ago. I'd have to really get that if you want to email me. I can't remember the name. Oh, Angel Speak, that's it. It's probably, I don't know if it's still in print, but you can find it used. It's called Angel Speak. It's by two sisters, Trudy and Judy, maybe. And great book, and it's a very simple read, and you could be automatic writing within hours after reading it.
Wow. I would
A
have
really
thought it
good.
would have taken a lot of time and discipline.
Yeah. It's not as hard as people think. I think it's once you believe and have trust and faith in whatever it is that you believe in, you can surely connect very easy. As long as you're giving the thanks to them when they come through and whatever questions you have, they answer you. As long as you're always saying thank you and please, like they like to be kind of like a pat on the back type of thing. Like thank you for coming through and getting that message through. So they're really cool. I love them.
Understood.
Good. They
A
could
really good
call.
example
Thank
of
you so much.
automatic writing is, and I know I keep referring to this a lot of the times, but it's a free download. Just Google it. You can download the PDF. It's called Life in the World Unseen by Anthony Borgia. And it was Anthony Borgia is the medium that wrote by connecting with a spirit called Monsignor Hugh Benson from the Catholic Church. Very strict
No.
Monsignor kind of thing, very strict Catholic doctrine, stuff like that. Then he crossed over, and this Anthony Borgia connected with him and got a really, like, to this day, the best description that I've ever seen or read about the afterlife and what it's like in the afterlife. So you may
Wow.
want to check that out. Yeah, Anthony
I've heard
Borgia, The
that.
Life in the World Unseen, to all our callers.
Okay.
You will not regret reading it.
Very, very good. Thank you
Okay.
so much.
Thank you for
Charles, thank you
calling.
for your call.
Have a good evening.
You too.
You
Thank you,
too.
Charles.
Yeah, that was automatic writing. I got to try that. It's I think one of the main, I think, obstacles to to overcome when you're doing stuff like that, especially when you're beginning, is like, nah, this can't, like the doubt, the self-doubt, right? This can't be real. No way. It's also doubt. So it's the ego, like really screaming
Yes.
loudly in you, saying, this is not real science. This is not blah 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 blah. You know, a million reasons not to believe it, and then you doubt yourself, and well, that hampers your availability to be able to communicate.
Well, your angels and your guides are always so appreciative to get tested and approved. Like they, like just like with Forever Family, when they tested all of us back in like, I think it was 2006, and It was like intense for me. And they love to prove not only that they're there, but people's loved ones. So it's always about proving and letting people know that energy doesn't die and love doesn't either, and it goes on, and you will always reconnect with that light, that omnipresence. So
Yep,
it's great.
absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, we've got we keep getting these questions that keep coming in. So I've got some
Sure.
questions that I can ask you from our listeners. All right, one person wrote, and it's not identified, but I'll just read it. This connecting with the afterlife is new to me, but I only get messages when I'm in between being awake and being asleep. I'm not sure how to develop this further. Is this normal?
Absolutely, positively. And that's funny you ask because I just rolled out, me and my girlfriend just started a master mentorship program for not only clearing your chakras, but teaching you mediumship, psychic, intuitive. And we had our second class tonight that I had to leave a little early to do this show. And we're going to be doing this again in May. So if you're interested, you can certainly sign on through my website. But what it is that the alpha state is very unique because you're not fully awake, but yet you're not fully asleep. So they find this the great opportunity to come through to lend their light to people, to let you know that there are messages that they would love for you to pass to other people. So they use that alpha state to do this because sometimes people really don't have their vibration raised enough in the conscious mind. So they come in subconsciously through that alpha state and they pour it on. They did that to one of my sisters for years. She would never see the information when she was awake. So they used her alpha state and sleep state to give her the psychic information as if she was awake. So she would get up, remember it all, write it down. And once she raised her vibration through meditation and other kind of quieting the time, feeding the soul sort of stuff, then she can now read it anywhere and anyhow. It's about believing and having faith. It's not always what you give, it's what comes through you. So when you understand that part of it, that you're not gonna quote unquote get it wrong or get crushed if you get something wrong. Nothing is wrong and nothing is right, so they say. It's just the experience. So I hope that
Is there a
helps.
way to prolong that alpha state, like between sleep and wakefulness? Is
That
that
I don't really
really?
have an answer to. That would be maybe for somebody else, but I wouldn't know that. All I know
Okay.
is that they can come multiple times throughout that alpha state. I don't know if it's just the alpha state, but I know like when it's almost like when you get up in the middle of the night and you want to get a drink of water or head to the bathroom, your mind starts just rolling with things that, why am I thinking this? Like I'm going to the bathroom or getting a drink. And you're in that like zombie state, if you will, and they'll just pile it on. But it's really just outside of yourself, connected to that universal spirit, and it's you're drawing it in. So if you're that beacon of light, it's just gonna kind of be there. So I don't know if it's prolonged or if it's in another REM, if you will. I don't know, but I think that that would be a question maybe for someone that studied that, but I don't know.
But I just have this feeling though that, while you're sleeping, you're tapped into something. And when you're sleeping, like while you're in your dream state or whatever, there comes a time, at least for me, that, oh yeah, I remember this. Yeah, that's true. Business as usual. Yep, there it is, that kind of
Well, it's the
thing.
astral
And then you
travel.
don't remember it, but you feel it,
Well, they take you from the physical body, and they have the silver cord that's connected to the belly button area, and you go astral traveling. You learn, you seek. Who knows? Some people say live another life, or all lives are continuing at the same time. But what they do is they take you to places like learning centers, or maybe to visit your own loved ones, or to the cathedrals that are over there, and they, fill you up with the knowledge of maybe the next day's readings or contacts or whatever it is that they're going to do. So I just believe that's a continual learning thing. It's not just only an alpha state, it's an awake state, it's an alpha state. But if you're one that doesn't believe that you can be a good listener, they will then definitely try to come in those sleep states.
The trick is to remember that, to
Yeah.
remember those things,
Oh,
because
you will. You will,
Yeah.
because you're always connected, and your aura or your energy or your core or your soul will always remember that. So I think that sometimes when I do a reading, let's say I'm reading somebody in another country, like I often do, what happens is it's so easy for me. It's almost like they just plug in, and then just the information just comes out fast, easy, who they want, what they want to hear. So I think like the night before, they must take me somewhere, put it in my soul energy, if you will, the core. And then when the person is either on Zoom with me or the phone, it's just so easy. It just pours out like water out of a faucet. For me, I don't know how other mediums feel,
Right.
some of them the same, but for me, it's just like they always go, "How did you know that?" I go, "I don't know. I think spirit, it's not me, it's what comes through me." And if people could remember that, it's not the actual medium, it's just the information they're given. Some people might interpret it wrong, but I do believe that it's in many different forms it comes in.
Now I'll ask you something that I ask a lot of the mediums that I interview. Can you turn it off anytime you want and turn it on like a faucet?
I'm going to tell you how it works for me.
Okay.
So if you're in doing the dishes and the TV's on, the game's on in the next room, all the kids are in there, guys, you're at the kitchen, you're cooking, then you go do the dishes. And sometimes you hear the water running and it's just a mundane task, right? The water's running and you washing your hands, doing the dishes, and you hear nothing but the water and paying attention to what you're doing. But then when you're tuning in, you hear the game, you hear the kids, you hear the guys laughing. It's not really shutting it off. For me, it's tuning in and tuning out. So if I don't want to hear the information, I tell my guides, not tonight, not today, not now. And they listen. Some people wear things on their head to say, when this is on, you don't come knocking. Because when you are tuned in and you're at that vibration and you are that beacon of light, they don't care. There's no time on the other side. So they don't respect those boundaries. So you have to tell them, not now, nope. Sometimes they're very persistent and they want to give you that message because it's that person that needs to hear that at that moment. So then you do it. You say, look, I'm getting this information, especially if it's like a friend. I've had that done with one of my friends, well, then Barbara that I'm doing the class with. Her cousin passed away. He was a cop on the LIE in Long Island. And he got hit by a truck and they were devastated. Like they didn't know what happened. Was he okay? So she put the word out to all of our friends, like from her mind, you better go to them and tell them. And unbeknownst to me, I was at work in my office reading somebody. He came through this woman that came in and he was giving me this, all these symbols and all these things. The girl didn't know who it was. She goes, but I just talked to my ex-husband and he was telling me that one of the guys that they knew from the Republican Party, whatever, his son died. And she goes, I wonder if that's him. So she went back to the guy, told him, and he even gave me his initials, but I didn't know it was him. So my girlfriend calls me, or I called her from work, and it wound up being her cousin came through loud and clear to this woman who was connected to him through her fa the father. It was so weird. And it's just amazing how spirit can push you and push you and make sure that they need to let their family know that they're okay
Have
and they
you
can do
gotten
anything.
messages where you like, I mean, have you pulled a Teresa Caputo where you go up to complete strangers and like, I gotta tell you this because it's like bugging me.
Well,
And by the way, Teresa's great. I was
yes.
on the
Yeah,
Long
well,
Island
we all know
medium show.
Teresa.
She's
She
amazing.
started with, yeah. I was the one that told her she was going to be a medium many years ago in
Really?
class. And
Yeah.
then she, yeah, we all
God
did the
bless her.
pilot together at Forever Family. And you know, I mean, how do I say this without? So, within Forever Family, we're not supposed to do those things. So, I don't. I signed something saying I wouldn't do that because it's not something that you're unethical where you're going into someone's energy that didn't ask you to be there. So, no, I don't do that. But if I'm at a party and it's a family party or if it's a friend's party, I will say to the person that knows what I do, do you think they're open to this? Because I see this person standing next to them in my mind, and there may be a message, and I don't want to be disrespectful. So they will go to them and they'll say, are you open to this? And then if they are, I will
Okay.
certainly give the message. But I would never just go up to anybody because we're not supposed to.
Gotcha. I mean,
are
I
respectful. Some people,
yeah.
you don't know what the religion they are. You don't know what their beliefs are. Some people say it's this, some people say that. And I just find, for me, doing it out of love and trying to heal them, with their loss, I just wouldn't do that. I had somebody what I worked with at the job, about my job, and I got like 18 pages of automatic writing from her husband, who was in 9/11. And I didn't know her. She had just been a new girl woman that came to work, and it was weird. I stood up in the office, my sister called me. I'm like, oh my God, a plane hit the thing. And she got up and screamed, my husband. I was like, oh my God, what did I just do? And then when the second one hit, it was just like, it was devastating. I think it was on the second one. And he came to me, and this is when I'm just starting out, like just starting to do the automatic writing. He gave me page after page, and I was like, there's no way this is unethical. I am not doing this. He begged me, please tell her this, tell her this. Begged me, begged me, begged me. So I was writing it down, typing away. And then she left for a little while. When she came back to work, I said to Spirit, I am not giving this to her, because her friend, best friend, worked there too. And she said, oh, she don't believe in that stuff. I said, okay. So I put it in an envelope, I put her name on it, and I said to Spirit, her husband, if you want her to know, you're gonna have to provide a way for me to give this to her, because I'm not. She came down, the seats were all changed. Her best friend was sitting behind me. She came down the road. She goes, Marilyn, did you ever hear of that guy, John Edwards? I was thinking about going to him. Well, I spun my chair up and I said, Elaine, she's since passed. I just found out, God rest her soul. I said, you believe in John Edwards? She goes, well, I don't know. I just want to know questions. I'm in. I said, well, I kind of do what he does. If you're open to it, I have something I'd like to give you. She looked at me like horrified. And I'm like, she goes, you do what? I was like, oh gosh. I handed the envelope. I said, look, I said, I have copies of these. I said, but you take these, and if you feel the need to read them, you can rip them up, you could throw it, you could burn it. They're yours to keep. So she looked at me really oddly. She went home. The next day, she calls me. She says, my son is a New York City cop, and he wants to know how you knew this information. Where did it come from? How did you know this? I go, oh. She said, you better be at my house on Saturday at 3 o'clock. I was like, oh my. I was so afraid. I took my friend with me, Pat, who got just passed, God rest his soul. I said, you need to come with me. I was shaking. I was like, oh my God, what did I do? I get there, the son's like staring at me like this, the daughter's on the couch crying. And he well, we went to the even went to the his mass, and he was in my ear going, tell a Tinkerbell, tell a Tinkerbell. He kept repeating it over and over. I was like, not now, it's not the time. The son was like blown away, because he said, son, I love you. You're the carbon copy. And congratulations on the engagement. He fell to the floor, started crying, because he had just got the engagement ring for his fiance the day before, and never told his mother. He had it in his drawer in the other room. So it was
Wow.
really intense. The Tinkerbell was, he went to all countries, and every time he went for business, he worked in the tower. When he went for business, he brought a Tinkerbell home from every country, and he had them, she had them all in the curio cabinet, but I wrote it in the paper. So when she went home, he was freaking out. It's like, how did you even know that? So that's what spirit does. They will get through any way, shape, form, however they need to.
And sometimes when you least expect it, and how you least expect it.
Yeah.
Yep,
They
it
just,
is.
they're very, very strong.
And resourceful.
Yeah. Some stronger than others. Some souls know how to push it. They know how to communicate it. And there's ones that you have to kind of pull it out of. And, but nonetheless, they're just all beautiful, part of, something bigger than us. And, to each his own with the beliefs. And sometimes I think people are so brainwashed to believe that it could be something that's bad rather than something that's beautiful and good and healing. And that's okay. That's just their journey. I don't judge anybody.
No, there's we're living in strange times because of the way, what's happening
Yeah.
in the world and all of that. But also with technology and AI and all of that, there's that thing to worry about as well. And I just heard of an invention that they just came out with using AI, and it's called Vinabot, Vinabot. You ever heard of it? No.
No, I don't like anything that has to do with AI or whatever that's
Yeah.
called.
Well,
I don't
what
like
this is,
chat GBT or something, whatever that, I don't like it.
it's an intelligent picture frame that talks to you.
Gosh.
So you can have a portrait of a loved one that, deceased, and you can have a conversation with that loved one using AI.
Oh
Yeah.
boy.
Yeah, I mean that's
I just don't believe in that stuff because I just think that
well,
it's,
I mean
I
it's
mean,
not
maybe not now.
real. It's not obviously it's not real. It's AI. It's gonna
Yeah, but I'm saying like even that people use it for whatever, it just scares me. I don't know why. It just does.
It kind of scares me too, but I'm wondering if there would be any healing properties to doing something like that, you know? I mean,
Listen, if you're going to take
it's
over my
untested.
job, go ahead.
I know. It's brand new technology. I don't know. It's either gonna catch on real big or it's gonna flop or it's gonna drive people crazy where they just all they want to do is like, in that Harry Potter movie where the Harry Potter was just sitting in front of the mirror like all the time because his parents were there. Remember that? So I'm scared maybe something like that's going to happen and people will get addicted to their picture frames and having conversations, even
And
though it's not
who's
real.
the real crazy one? I'm kidding. Oh
Crazy.
gosh. Look,
So,
energy is energy. And the far as I see it
yeah.
is, everybody is energy. We all will go back to that universal energy and it's
Yeah.
really blissful. I had a near-death like experience, so I've been there. I know what it is. I know what it feels
Oh,
like. And
you've
this,
been to the other side?
I didn't know that that's what it was called, but I had a friend, Robin.
Tell us about it. I'm so fascinated by that.
So one time I had an ectopic pregnancy back in 96, and they took out things that I didn't want them to take out. I didn't find out about it. I was totally devastated that they removed some parts, and I thought I'd never have a child. So I was on this journey to find out how I could have a child. So my dad came to town. He lived in another state, and he wanted to take us out to dinner to his friend's house. So I went, and I had just had the surgery not too long before that, lost the baby and whatnot, and I was having a bunch of hormonal things going on. It was just devastating to me. And I say that because I was at the brink of, I'm going to say the word, I was at the brink of taking my life because the hormones messed me up so bad. I felt like there was no, nothing for me to live because I felt horrible. Panic attack, anxiety, it was horrible. I just wrote a letter to God. Well, whatever. I know we're not supposed to really talk about that, but I wrote to Jesus actually. And I was writing, please take me, like, do something. I can't live like this. The panic was so bad. So we went out to dinner. My dad came to town. I hadn't seen him in a while. We went out to dinner and they started talking about this healer. So I'm thinking, like, voodoo, head up in the voodoo thing, chicken heads. I didn't know what it was. So I'm like, healer? I think I need that. I think I need to get my hormones in check. I just know in my heart, I just need something. I need to put me back together. So they gave me her number. It was their sister. She's like, oh yeah, Patricia does this, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay. So I called the number the next day and she says, oh, I have an appointment tomorrow. She says, because someone opted out. So I was like, oh, okay. So I get there. I walk through the door and she's like, she said my full name, which I won't say. I was like, how did you know that? She goes, oh, I've known you since you're in the stroller. I said, oh. Because she was my father's best friend's sister. So I go in with chatting for like maybe 2 hours, 3 hours. My life, I've had like seven lifetimes in one. And I was telling her all my woes. And she says, okay, now sit in the chair. We're going to heal you. I said, what? She goes, yeah, I'm going to put some energy in. And you may feel it, you may not. She goes, but we're going to move some things around. It's like, okay. She puts a hand on top of my head. I feel the energy immediately go through the crown. A third eye down. When she got to the lungs, it started fluttering. And all of a sudden, I felt these like arms or wings come around and lift my spirit out. After they did that, I didn't know that I was part of that body. I knew that I was this in this place of, I didn't see God, I didn't see Jesus, I didn't see people. I saw a powder blue-ish, light grayish room, and I knew that I was in bliss. I can't explain the love because there really is no word. Love is just a word. This was a total, beautiful, serene, euphoric feeling. I didn't know I was Bobby. I didn't know that I had a child, who was already 14 at the time. I didn't know any of that. Like you don't know when you're separated from the vehicle, the vessel, and you're in that state that is so beautiful, nothing matters except where you are and what you are. So they must have talked to me like mental telepathy. They kept telling me all these things, but I wasn't kind of paying attention. So I was just so like, oh my God, release of all the stress and all the tears and all the physical things. So yeah. I heard in my head, it's time for you to go back. And I'm like, what? Go where? I didn't understand it. So all of a sudden I get sucked back in, and I'm now, she started off behind my head. She's in front of me holding my hands, and she's saying, please come back to the room. Come back to the room. And I woke up, I was soaking wet. My whole shirt was, my eyes were swollen, soaking wet. She said, you cried hard, your belly cry and lung cry for 45 minutes. I couldn't get you back. 45 wow. minutes of hysterical crying. I couldn't talk. I just whispered for 1 week.
Because your voice was shot.
It was so, no, I was so humbled. And oh. so I was so humbled. I was so enamored by this beautiful, blissful experience. I was like, what was that? So I couldn't get my words out because I was just so humbled. I mean, I was like driving down the road from being a road rager, not a bad one, to being, God loves you. God loves you. Letting yeah. people go in front of me at the store. I called all my people. I'm like, they're like, why are you whispering? I'm like, I can't talk loud. It just, it's the stress was just gone. And it was just wow. a beautiful experience. And from that moment on, I knew the work that I had to do.
So that's when your mediumship began. Like you probably
it
had.
It started there. Well, I started to go to her classes, the meditation. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then it just happened fast. Like, but I've known my whole life that I was psychic, but didn't realize it until I was a little older when they started to tell me, your mother hen, you're staying home because you tell us everything that's going to happen. And then we don't like that. So
what's
then,
the name of this healer?
She Who is just, this? Yeah, Pat Longo. God Pat rest Longo? Her soul. They all know her forever family. She's the one that brought us to the pilot that we all got tested. She just passed along. She passed away a couple months back. God rest her soul.
Well, I guess I can't call her.
Yeah, no.
I'll have what she's having.
I have some other people that I just worked with. This one guy, Carrie Rose. Oh my goodness. From he's distant healing. He's not even in the state. And he's been working with me for 2 days. And I'm just like, how are you doing this? He told me his story. And I was like, wow, it sounds a lot like mine. But yeah, there's some really great. And my girlfriend, Laura Hoffman, she's laurahills.com. She's absolutely quantum out of this world. She's the best. Really good. You'll love her if you go to her.
What is her name?
Laurahills.com is the website. Her name is Laura Hoffman. She's wonderful. Like I send clients to her that they show me her in the head and they just can't stop to keep going back because she does quantum healing. She took courses with the best of the best. She's good at what she does. She's very good.
Interesting.
Yeah, so good. If you know, ever email me, call me, text me, whatever. She's so good. I have a list. And this guy, Carrie Rose. Wow. She also introduced good. Me to him. She goes, I've met this guy on LinkedIn. And he gave me this. And then I, let me text this guy because I have a real bad nerve thing on my back. And he's been working with 2 days and it's like dissipating. It's so cool. And I'm very grateful that he is, he's part of my life now. Very cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, would that work? Like I have sciatic pain.
He'll take that away in 5 minutes.
Really, huh? That's crazy. Carrie Rose.
Carrie Rose, yeah. And I think he has like, he's word of mouth too. I think he's living in Colorado right now. He's from Long Island. He moved to Jersey and now he's in Colorado, I think with work stuff. But
so the healing that he does is like over the computer or over the internet, obviously.
He did it over the phone with me. He's just like, you have 10 minutes. I'm like, 10 minutes, that's it. Yeah, he did 10 minutes and then he did 10 minutes and then he does emotional too. So I was like, I'll take that too. He does it by no donation. So, like, between this man, that man, whatever you can afford. If you can't afford it, then it's free. He's a cool guy. Very nice. I talked to him a lot yesterday. So, there's a couple of different people. And I think, like, everybody has a different modality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's just a blessing to experience that. And for me to experience what I did get taken out and put back in, and that was for a reason. it was a reason to tell people that there's something else. Like, it just was so, I can't even explain it because it was just phenomenal. Like I said, I didn't
Wow.
see anything. Like, some people see Jesus, they see God, they see that. I didn't see anything. I just felt it. My eyes were just all I saw was that powder blue light gray. I
Gotcha.
knew something was there. I knew there was bigger powers than me there. I don't know what they were, but they were amazing. So nobody should ever give up on themselves. Don't ever think that there's nothing that's not more powerful than you, because there is. And if you think positive and you have faith, not only in yourself, but what's out there, you will see. It'll come to you.
Well, I'm gonna definitely look this guy up because
I'll give you his number when when you text me later. I'll give you his direct number.
that would be great. Yeah, thank you so much, Bobby. That's great. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
But yeah, great. So you want to answer some more questions from our callers? I mean,
Sure.
from our yeah. All right. Here's a good one. Okay, I started meditating as a way to open connection to my deceased son. The physical sensation I'm getting feels like pins and needles or electrical sparks in my hands when I imagine holding his hands. What do you think? Is this common? Like, does this, you ever heard something like that
I've
before?
never heard of it that way, like pins and needles, but electrifying, yes. Not that they would have anything coming out of their hands, but I feel like it depends on where that particular soul lands on what not realm, but what level. I hear there's different levels on the other side, but it also could be a way for you to know exactly when he's there, and him to show you that physical kind of connection. And I think that a lot of people to have anything sort of like that was when they're at the beach, because water is a conduit to energy. It's very strong. You would think it wouldn't be, but it is. Bathtub, pond, pool, ocean. And I think that I've never heard it that way, but that's pretty cool. Excuse me, I can't talk tonight. That would make me believe that you are some type of hands-on healer. Because if you have that type of sensation in your hands and it's electrifying, you might want to rub your hands together, say a little prayer, and put your hands on somebody's pain, a knee, shoulder, maybe have a headache, and see if you can then move that energy, manipulate it to get out and bring in the good. But thank you for that. I've never heard of that. I like that.
Yeah, that was
That's a
different.
cool thing. That's special.
That is special. I mean, I've had two out of body experiences myself, and it's during that, between sleep and being awake
Alphas.
when it happens, when your brain doesn't fall asleep, but your body does.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, and that's poof, and there's an electrical shock. It
Yeah.
the whole like is a big shock in your body, and you're floating.
Yeah.
It happened to me twice, and the
Well, that
first time.
happens also when you are astral traveling and you're going around. You always have the cord, so you're not obviously departing. But when you come back in, that bump, that fall. That's you coming back into your body. It's always that
Yeah, a
feeling.
jolt.
The
Yeah,
jolt. The
it's
jolt.
like a
Yeah.
big jolt.
The
Yeah,
jolt is
absolutely.
on. But you also get jolts when they're raising your vibration. That's happened to me like four major times since 98. Every time they're going to upgrade, they will send like a lightning strike. It doesn't hurt. It jolts you in a maybe afraid way, not in a hurtful way. It's not, it
Yeah,
doesn't,
no, it was
there's no
actually a
pain.
pleasant jolt. It was like
Yeah.
a
It's like,
man.
whoa.
Yeah,
The
like
last one I
what just
had,
happened?
Roman, the last one I had, it was through the top of my head. I never got it there. I fell asleep like this on the couch, and I was just having like a rough week, readings and just family stuff. And I dozed off, and bam! And I was like, ah! And I was like, oh God, they're at it again. Yeah. And then it came up in my natal chart. Kim was reading me. She's really good at that. She does not only readings, but she does the natal chart. And she was helping me with some question, and it came up in there that this is like a time period for me from now until like mid-April that they're upgrading me for whatever reason again. And I was like, oh my God, that happened to me with the head thing. So crazy how everything kind of just always comes out in some way or another, right?
It's, we can't, we We think we know the universe and the way everything's designed, but we know nothing.
No.
We know nothing.
We know a dash. That's it.
Oh, is that,
Yeah.
and I think when you cross over, you don't become, Omni Allison or Omni
No.
Bobby, or Omni Roman, or, it's you're
You're a
kind of the
particle.
same.
You're a particle of the omnipresence. That is so
Yeah.
much knowledge and experience and wisdom, and
We're
we
all
only
part of the
see a
one,
dash
right?
of it. What?
We're all part of the one.
Yes, absolutely. It's
There's
like a weave basket.
yeah.
We're all part of it, but we don't all have the all-knowing knowledge. You know, that's for
No.
the source. And I think that we lend those pieces to that big piece. We come here to experience the emotion to then bring it back to that basket, weave basket, if you will.
I
Do you
think
understand that?
the creator has or the source, whatever God in his infinite wisdom has decided to split his consciousness into,
Billions.
8 billion just on this earth. Who knows about other places, just to get more knowledge, and everything,
Absolutely.
every little
In every
thing
aspect of itself,
is
over and
recorded
over.
in the Akashic records, right? Like
Yeah,
everything.
until you kind of perfect each emotion. And people think there's only like seven major emotions, but there's thousands of emotions. There's emotions inside of emotions. So when you uncover one, you have 10 more. It's like it's
So,
crazy.
like grief is an emo like grief is a no sadness is an emotion, which is,
Yeah.
grief has sadness, and so within the sadness, you said there's more emotions
Yeah, because
within
when
that.
you're breaking open the situation, inside the situation is also the buildup of the years, the months, the days that took to get to that emotion. So let's say you're losing somebody that you were with for 50 years. There's now 50 years of sadness, of happy, of so you learning all of those emotions within that one big emotion. So it's you crack that open. Okay, now deal with this. So it's kind of intricate. It's kind of like wait, I just thought I got through that, but what about the emotion that was connected to the emotion? I don't know if people can understand it like that, but that's how spirit shows it to me. Like, oh, you think you got through that grief? But what about the emotions that were connected to that? That was, underneath. It's like that. That Japanese toy that's like the little guy goes inside the next one, the next one, the next one. It's like a round circle and you keep taking. It's sort of like that. Every time you crack the egg, if you will, and you
Oh,
get
you
the
mean like
yolk.
the nesting dolls
Yeah,
kind
the
of?
nesting dolls. That's what it is. It's like emotion inside of emotion, emotion. You would think like how? But if you think about all the years that you spent with somebody or the situations that happen, they're layered. It's not just one emotion like, oh, sadness. Okay, well, how did it get so sad? Why? What happened? So it's like those things. And it's like it takes years sometimes to get through those emotions, figure them out, 360, front, back, and then you could say, oh, I get that totally. But it's not something that maybe you could ever explain in detail. It's a feeling, it's knowledge, it's wisdom. So what based on what you said before about the wisdom, bringing that back to source. Then we have the main soul, but then we have fractals. And the fractals of that main soul, so you have your higher self, your main soul, you have your future self, but the fractals are the ones that experience the love, the hate, the happy, the sadness, mostly the bad stuff because the main core soul is intact. But those fractals are willing to step up and take the abuses and the beatings, if you will, like whomever's gone through that. And when they are done experiencing that, they go to the side and they sort of stay there. So what happens? A trigger comes, some smell, an eatery, a person, anything trigger. And that fractal will step right up and be like, I'm here. You know, they don't let you get to the main soul. They're protecting it. But you have to kind of release them and say, thank you for being there for me. You no longer need it. I'm the adult that can handle whatever. Because they're really like I've seen a lot of people in my own family, those fractals will step right up and they will tear you down if you let them. Because they're the ones that have to be brave, that they experience the bad stuff for the main soul. So
That's an interesting. That's the first time that I heard about a main soul and a future soul and all that. That's extremely interesting.
I learned the more galactic, if you will, for the future soul, but that one is the all knowing. It sends the main soul or the higher self down, and then the higher self sends down parts of you, the fractals and your soul that you're experiencing now. So that's why when we say, well, the higher self is about what, 3 feet above us, and it's kind of like the puppeteer, if you will. And I mean, this is what I believe because that's what I was shown and talking with my friends and like, oh, that was this. And I have a friend Maria that taught me a lot of that stuff too about the fractals because I didn't really know about them until like maybe like 6 years ago. But then when I question my guides and they show me the whole scene, then I understand it better. But being brought to it makes you want to research it, type of thing. Yeah.
Interesting. Very
Very
cool.
cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Another person writes, might spirits impersonate somebody and tell lies without the person or medium suspecting such? If any mediums claim they can know this, can they explain how they determine and what percentage of it? It's not written very well, so I'm
I'm like,
sorry.
what?
What percentage of it? I think this person is trying to say, like, what percentage of like communication from the other side is like real and what percentage is like BS maybe because they're
Okay, well, if
impersonating
you have
somebody.
BS, then it's really people that maybe aren't skilled and they're fluffing stuff or just adding things in. But I know the people that are on Forever Family, we don't do that.
Right.
We've
Of
been
course not.
tested. We've been, yeah, tested and approved and such. And I think that we hold integrity. We don't
Oh
do that
yeah, no,
stuff.
I think this person's asking more about do the spirits ever lie? No, not the
Oh,
medium lying,
no,
but the
not him.
spirits.
Well, if you're getting the wrong type of spirit from the wrong place, maybe, but I've never encountered that because when I read, I do not read anything lower than a certain level. So I wouldn't encounter that. So if the reader is interpreting that's the wrong way to interpret that. But if they feel like it's a joking thing or if it's serious, then I would say that's not from source. That could be from someplace else.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know, but I've never encountered where spirit would lie or whatever. They joke
Okay.
around, but not lying to where they would make
Yeah, like what
people
would be the
think.
purpose, right?
Yeah,
What would
because
be
you're
the
in there to
purpose?
heal them, not to hurt them. So for me, I've never experienced that, so I can't really answer that question. I don't know.
Do the spirit ever, and I've asked this question before,
Yeah.
the spirit ever reveal information to you that due to ethical reasons, maybe, or that you would choose not to pass on to the
To
sitter.
them or to anyone else, you mean?
Well, to the sitter.
Well, not really. I ask initially when I started doing this work in 98 that do not pass me any up and coming death or anything that would be detrimental to the sitter because I won't do it. I don't want any part of it. I don't want any part of any of that. That's for God to know, not me or source, whatever you want to call it. But I will, spirit has a way, and you might not believe this, but for me, I mean, I've read several people that have been some tumultuous situations that they were in where there was been some really heinous crimes. And I didn't go to the police or anything. I could have, but I decided that that was really for their healing. It wasn't for anybody to take them or to take it to another level. So they will come in around the outside, around the back, up the, they don't care. When they need to get in to say something to someone, to say, I forgive you, or want to be forgiven, you can't stop that because you're not knowing what you're saying. You're saying what you see. I see this. I see this. Does this make sense? The person might be like, and I had this a couple of times. I'm not going to say any names, but this person was like, nope, nope. And so I moved on from it, and this spirit came through again and said three more things. Nope. And then yelled at me and said, I don't want to talk about that. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will move on. It came through again. Finally, this person broke down, told me the story. Horrific, horrific, horrific. But I didn't judge. I was rattled. I stood with the information. I asked my friend, what should I do? Is it ethical, unethical? I don't know. But it shook me to the core because I was like, what do I do with this information? Something that happened 20 years ago, but you're knowing this and the person's now admitting it. So it's hard sometimes. You have to really see it for the healing side of it, not for the crime of it, I guess, if you will.
Some mediums that I've spoken to in the past say that, you know, if you abuse your the gift that you've been giving of mediumship to act in a way that, you know, like either you're doing mediumship like for monetary gain, like a lottery numbers, or you know, you're not doing it to help people. You're doing it for selfish reasons. Some mediums have said that, you know, they believe you will lose that ability. You will lose those powers.
They won't.
No?
No, because what they'll be doing is they'll be praying to the wrong God. So they'll still get it, but they'll get it for evil reasons. Like I've had people ask me lottery numbers, can you come with me to the casino? No, or else I wouldn't be here reading you. I'd be rich. I'm gonna give it to you before I give it to me. It's not about that. It's not about the money. It's about healing the person. But time is
Right.
money in this world, in this realm. Time is money. You wouldn't say that to a surgeon. You wouldn't say that to a truck driver. You wouldn't say that to a pilot of a plane. Like, you should
No,
go
of
to work for
course
free
not.
for a
No,
week.
of course
Why
not.
is your time more important than mine? No. And I learned that because I was always so, you know, crazed about charging for a gift. I'm like, then somebody explained it to me. Well, time is money in this realm, and I give a lot for free. I do a lot of charity work. And I felt like that's the way I balanced it. But, you know, who is anybody to tell anybody that your time is not worth what someone else's is? So,
Gotcha.
I mean, you know, I think there's a lot of questions upon questions upon questions. Do I have the answers to all of them? No. I would try to get them from people, but I just think like we just have to all kind of just be kind. Just be kind to one another. And
Yeah.
yeah, that's what I think.
Absolutely. So here's one. Okay, so after one has experienced a positive reading and a connection to a loved one on the other side, how does best does one meditate, pray, or understand to be more intentional about asking for and receiving signs from, you know, like in daily life?
Okay, so they love, love, love when you do your little prayer, do your little meditation, and then you ask the specific sign to the specific spirit. They will give you it. As long as you have that rapport with them, they love it. They love it. So when I would do it, I would say, I had a situation with my daughter years back when she was, you know, a teenager. Now she's 41, I think. Yeah, 41. And I forget the age of myself and my daughter. And so I was like really like shaken up by a situation, and I kept asking for different signs. Okay, so it was when we had an ice storm years and years ago, and I asked to see an ice cream cone if it was yes, and this if it was no, thinking it's winter time, I'm gonna ask for something during the summer, and vice versa. So I asked to see an ice cream cone. I'm like, who is gonna be eating ice cream? I didn't say ice cream cone, it's that ice cream on this, like the trees were filled with ice. It was such a cold day. I worked in a dealership at the time. And all of a sudden, one of the salesmen that worked at night came upstairs, and he has an ice cream cone upside down in this dish. He goes, you wouldn't think this would melt. He goes, but I almost fell off my chair. I'm like, what
Well,
prompted you to get Carvel? And he's like, I don't know. I got this craving for ice cream. Like, spirit, you're very funny. And one time I asked for a purple dog. I'm like, where am I going to ever see that? So I
a
was
purple dog.
a purple dog. I'm like, where am I ever? It's just, I asked for the craziest things. So I'm driving with my boyfriend at the time, Staten Island. He used to be an undercover shopper for 7-Eleven. So we're doing some of the stores there. And on the way back, I hear Spirit say, turn your head to the right. So I turn my head, and on the side of the building was Dino, the Flintstone scene. And I'm like, that was
Oh,
their dog. That was like their dog at the time. So to
I
me,
guess, yeah.
that was my sign. I was like, it felt right. Because I was like, so things like that. Like you can ask for anything that's silly. They'll get a way to show you. They love it. They love
Yeah,
it.
I've heard examples after examples of stuff like that.
Yep.
So asking too much is not going to tire spirit out. They just love it. You can keep asking,
No,
right?
they will give it. Their
Oh.
energy. Energy doesn't die. What slows us
Okay.
down and dies is the physical body. This is the vehicle, the vessel that we are given to experience those things in the physical form. Energy doesn't die. That's how they don't. They go on. We are
Interesting.
dead to them because when we go back home, it's a celebration of life. it's celebrating like you made it back, you did good, blah, 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 blah. And then everybody's like,
So,
once you leave,
wow.
this all means nothing. Yeah.
So, without a doubt, we will be reunited with our departed
Yeah,
loved ones.
but with the spirit, with
Yeah.
conscious. And you
Yeah.
know what? The people that we, this is what people don't like. The people that we love the most that here, when we go there, our twin flame or twin soul, they say, or soulmate, never incarnates with us. They always wait on the other side. So we'll have many through this lifetime that we're in to experience different things, mostly the worst stuff. And when we go back there, they say that you reunite with your real soulmate, but you never will
Yeah,
incarnate.
I'm gonna go tell my wife that she's not my soulmate.
Well, she's one of them here, but the true one is on the other side. That's what they say. That's
We'll see how
daunting.
that flies. Bobby, we've gotten to the end of the show.
Yes.
Before we leave, just plug yourself a little bit.
Yes.
You're at
So me and
www.bobbyallison.com.
Barbara, my girlfriend Barbara Califano, have created a master mentorship program. She goes through all the chakras. She clears and cleanses you to get ready to go to my part, which is bringing people through intuition, visionaries, psychic, intuitive medium. And it's a 7-session program. And we do twice a week, 2 hours a day. So you'll get 7 sessions, 2 hours, or seven, yeah, 7 sessions, 2 hours each time. And if you're interested, we're going to be running another one in 7. Please go to my website. You can email me to hold your place. We're doing intimate. We don't want this big, huge thing because we want to be interactive. So we'd like
Right.
5, no more than 10, which we have now. And if you're interested, please sign up. My website is bobbyallison.com. As he said, I'm on social media. We got lots of things coming up. I do private events, charity. I really kind of retired from that, but if I don't have to do the work other than showing up and reading, I'll do your event. Yeah.
Where do you live?
I moved back to Long Island.
Oh, you're back in Long Island. Good for
I
you.
am. I went from Colorado, from here, Colorado for 2 years, Florida for 5. Unfortunately, I got divorced, but it's okay. We're friends. And so I moved back here to be around family, friends, and my business here.
Of
But I
course.
do read all around the world because Laura put me in all her books. So
Excellent.
yeah.
Very
Thank
good.
you so much for having me. It's
Thank
always a
you so
pleasure.
much for being you and
Oh,
for
thank you, Roman.
being awesome
Thank you
as
so
you
much.
always
Have
are.
a great night. God bless
Thank
everybody.
you. All right. God bless everybody.
Bye-bye.